Aid is the help provided to communities or countries in the event of a humanitarian crisis, or to support the development of communities living in difficult economic or social situations. Aid is generally subdivided into two main categories. Humanitarian aid, for instance, emergency relief efforts in response to natural disasters. And development aid, aimed at helping countries achieve long-term sustainable economic growth by supporting poverty reduction. Used in a technical jargon, the difference between the two categories of aid is mainly operational. Humanitarian aid is typically in response to humanitarian crises, including natural disasters and man-made disasters, requiring a quick response and more easily standardized, while development aid focuses on alleviating poverty in the long term, rather than a short-term response, requiring longer processes of understanding and specific planning. In many circumstances, the very notion of aid is being put into question as it shows a top-down approach between the top donor and the down recipient. However, in many circumstances, the very notion of aid is being put into question as it shows a top-down human relation mode between the top donor and the down recipient. So the term development cooperation is preferred because it reveals an equal partner approach, conducive to a more efficacious and more gratifying form of cooperation. While there is valid scope for aid in humanitarian responses to calamities, the aid approach to development can be perceived as a form of dominance and interference by the donor over the recipient. Also, while articulating projects and programs, there is need to link the two aspects of aid. On the one hand, it's important to follow up emergency relief with longer-term development support. On the other, it's important to mainstream the prevention of calamities into development activities. For instance, enabling the community to prevent and deal with emergency situations. While governments and intergovernmental organizations are important stakeholders of all development cooperation processes, they're often little important as cooperation actors in implementing on-ground project activities, with exception of the emergency cases of humanitarian relief. Cooperation activities are better done by entities that are closer to the daily life of the beneficiaries. In the best possible scenario, the cooperating actors are the organized beneficiaries themselves. So, while choosing the development actors, the best is to bring on board civil society organizations that are well-rooted in the region and the sector where development is supposed to take place, and the institutions that embody, at the local level, the political life of involved communities. These can be grouped into two main categories: civil society organizations and local authorities.